Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
Are you an owner or a manager of a small business that's looking to sell its goods and services to the global marketplace? If so, then listen up. Funds for Connecticut State Trade Expansion Program, or STEP, are now available. STEP grants are funded in part by the U.S. Small Business Administration, and they help qualifying small businesses start or expand their international trade activities. In prior years, a significant portion of STEP grants were used to attend and participate in international trade shows like the Paris Air Show. While many of these events have been canceled due to COVID-19, there are still a variety of other ways to use STEP grants. Some of the other business activities that are eligible include attending virtual trade shows, export trading, developing international marketing materials, translating websites, and using the United States Department of Commerce services. Small businesses can apply for more than one STEP activity in a program year, and they may be reimbursed for 75% of eligible expenses per activity. Visit the STEP grant program page on ct.gov to find out more details on eligibility, program guidelines, and how you can apply. Now, yesterday was the first official day of winter, and as we stay closer to home this season, check out one of Connecticut's great holiday and winter farmers markets that are open this year. You're going to find all sorts of goodies, from fresh produce to handmade crafts and gifts. Here's a couple for you to consider. There's the Coventry Winter Farmers Market that's open on Sundays. They feature a variety of local meats, cheeses, baked goods, organic produce, fresh honey, and more. Then you can try the Stonington Farmers Market. That's open every Saturday at the Velvet Mill. At the market, you're going to find homemade soups, delicious produce, meats and seafood, fresh dairy products, craft vendors, and a lot more. And the Stamford Museum and Nature Center, they're hosting their own Winter Farmers Market on Sunday. This outdoor market features beloved Connecticut vendors, including the Heckscher Farm and Arethusa Farm as well. And of course, there's the Winter Market in Ellington. That takes place on Saturdays. That's where you're going to find 25 vendors that sell a variety of products that were grown, harvested, produced, or handcrafted right here in the state of Connecticut, from organic produce and meats to artisan wares and bath and body products. Now, as a reminder, be sure to check out each market's website for new safety guidelines and hours before you venture out, and stay tuned for more updates next week as we tell you more good stuff about Connecticut.